It's time for humanity to reclaim our divine destiny. It's time for us to know that we are all beloved sons and daughters of God. Indeed, it's time for us to accept that all our Father, Mother, God has for us is ours. And we lost this awareness of our divinity, and we developed this fear-based fragmented consciousness that has dominated and manipulated us for a lifetime through fear and a belief in lack and limitation. All of this is over. We are now in the initial impulses of the greatest shift of consciousness ever experienced in any system of worlds. And that's just amazing. In order to complete this mighty feat, it's important that we effectively utilize our creative faculties of thought and feelings to correct some of those perceived miscreations of our past. And that's what we're going to be doing today, the Violet Flame. It is exactly that tool. So hello, everyone, and welcome into Affirmations for Living. I am your host, Reverend Edvige, and I am just delighted to be here today to share this with you because it's an amazing tool. And hopefully we'll get lots of people calling in to participate and say it along with me. But we're first going to go over exactly what the Violet Flame is, how it works, and then we're going to invoke it together. And we are the change that we have been waiting for. And we have the absolute power within us to be, do, and have all that our heart desires and to be co-creators with Source, with God. And so that's the message here today. I invite you to call in and participate. Or if you have questions, feel free to do that as well. That number is 323-203-0815. Again, that is 323-203-0815. So what is the Violet Flame? The Violet Flame is a gift from the heart of Father, Mother, God. The divine intent of this gift is to help humanity transmute into light the human miscreations that we have manifested through lifetime after lifetime. You know that thing that I'm always talking about. We came forth to master dysfunctionality, and then at the allotted time, we would have an activation of our DNA causing us to wake up. That's where we are right now, right? And then as we wake up, we have to transmute all of the dysfunctionality and however it showed up for you, lack, limitation, fear, guilt, shame, doubt, you name it. These are all things that we as children of God, star seeds, said we would come forth and master. And in so doing, when it was time to wake up and release it, we would move forward into that golden age. Guess what? Without the duality, without any of those things, because we'll have evolved the species. And that's where we are right now. So it's amazing. The Violet Flame is the perfect balance of the in-breath of the Father God, which is sapphire blue, the flame of divine will, power, and authority, and the out-breath of Mother God, the crystalline pink flame of transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. When the in-breath and the out-breath of God merges into one rhythmic pulsation, a violet flame of power and might then comes into existence. And that's absolutely amazing. And so, as it is the balance of these two things, you first have to invoke it. You have to ask for assistance and invoke it through your I Am presence. And then as you invoke it, it enters through a silver cord into your crown chakra. And for those who don't know what the crown chakra is, that's that chakra that is right there on the top of your head. So it's going to enter in at your request, and it's going to come in and sit and move into your heart and then wait for direction. Okay? So when the violet flame enters your heart, it is stamped with your individual electronic pattern, and again, it waits for that direction. So what is that exactly? Everyone has their own unique frequency, which is absolutely fascinating in and of itself. So you have your own sound, your own frequency. And so this violet flame comes in on that cord. It goes into your heart. And then when you invoke the violet flame, it's going to go out and it's going to magnetize itself to everything that you just invoked it for. Lack, limitation, fear, guilt. It's going to go out at every level And we're going to explain those different levels because it's both atomically and subatomically that it's going to go out. It's going to find everything that's not in the perfection of God, and it's going to turn it back into the frequency of the perfection of God. So what levels are we talking about? Well, your core belief. Your core belief, this is the level held in your subconscious mind from childhood. So think about it. Everything that you were falsely programmed with, you know, what you thought about different religions or perhaps what your parents discussed or what you saw on television. All of these things seed who you are. Whether they are the truth about the situation or not, it gets seeded into your subconscious. And now, as an adult, you move forward. And then, unfortunately, what happens is you believe these things to be the core belief of who you are. And so, say, for an example, and I'm always using this example, you're time after time, you're not finding the right type of job and you're wondering why things aren't working out, or you're not finding the right type of mate and you can't figure out why you keep attracting this particular job or this particular mate. It's because your subconscious has taken over and it's saying, look, you failed at this before. And so guess what? I'm running the show and you're going to fail at it this time. So until you can transmute the core belief of failing and whatever that looks like, then you're going to continue to have the same outcome. And so that's a wonderful explanation of how it can affect us at the core belief. The next level is genetic belief, and that's located in the master cell. This is down in the brain. This level is recorded in the morphogenic and the DNA, and it is, well, you know, in the Bible it says the sins of our fathers are seven generations, and so that's what we're talking about here. It's going to go back. So say your great-great-grandfather had a habit of smoking or whatever that habit is. It could be good. It could be bad. It could be a disposition. It could be anything. It could be an ailment, whatever. It's carried through the DNA generation after generation after generation. So the violet flame is also going to address it at that level. And as you do the work then to release it for yourself, well, you're also doing the work to release it for your family, generations to come, because it's no longer a part of the matrix. And think about that. Isn't that what this is all about? Shifting into our higher consciousness, releasing and letting go of all those things that no longer serve us, not only for ourselves, but for our family and for the future generations to come. So you actually get to impact the whole. And just one note, because we're always asking ourselves, what can one person do? Think about it for a moment. As you transmute lack and limitation, pain, guilt, shame, all of these things, poverty, poverty consciousness, as you transmute all of those things for yourself, guess what? You're doing it for all of your family and those around you that you love. And so, yes, one person can impact the whole and can make a difference. So now the third level is the history level, and this level contains all of your past lives, and these experiences are real. I know some people still have issue with this incarnation, as it were, but it is the truth, and we'd really, you know, whether we believe things or not, we just have to open ourselves and question and allow for new ideas to come in. Just be open to receiving. And what resonates with you, fine. And what doesn't, fine, because it's free will and you have your choice. And so you definitely have the past lives. And it's amazing how this can transmute any issues that have happened in those past lives for you. The next is the soul level, and the soul level, believe it or not, is a level that holds sadness and sorrow. And so how interesting is that, that there would be sadness and sorrow at soul level, but there is. And so it's going to go out at all of these levels, and it's going to magnetize itself to each level, and then it's going to turn it to the frequency of perfection. Now, the interesting about that, of course, is that you have to reach critical mass. And so what is that? Critical mass, believe it or not, is vibration in the consciousness of whatever it is that we are talking about. And when 51% of an electron is vibrating at the new higher frequency, the remaining 49% will instantly be absorbed into the new vibration of the new belief. So think about that for a moment. You don't know when that's going to occur. And so you have to do it with faith, knowing that it's working, and you'll begin to feel it. And so even as we're moving towards this shift, understand that it's a gradual progression. Nothing is instant or overnight. And so you continue to move through this shift into the golden age, doing the work. And so all of these tools that I share with you are things that we move forward, right, after the shift into 2012 and beyond. And so definitely you want to continue to do the violet flame, and it will transmute at every level. So when you reach critical mass, 51% of you vibrating the new beliefs, the new programming, then it will absorb the other 49%. The thing about this is we don't know when that's going to happen. So it could take you a week, it could take you 2 weeks, it could take you 2 years. But the thing is, know that it is working and know that you must do it and stick with it. You know, I memorized a short one. Let me give that short one to you right now. And if you want it later, of course, you know, you can always connect with me. And that is, I am my beloved I am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute the cause, core, effect, record, and memory of every thought, feeling, word, or action that I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that reflects poverty, poverty consciousness, fear, guilt, shame, you name it, it's there. So you definitely want to use that one as often. Memorize it and use it when you can, and that way it'll be easy, and when you feel it, say it. I think we have a caller, so let's see if they're still on. Hello?
Hi, this is Raquel. I'm just trying to listen. My internet kind of stopped and funny.
Oh, hello, Raquel. Okay, I'm so glad you're there, darling. So just listen in, and hopefully, did you see a copy of the invocation we're going to be doing today?
Yes, it's right in front of me.
Okay, so you just stay on, and when it's time, I'll let you know. We'll do a commercial break and come back, and then we'll do that. And wonderful, we can do that together because it's so, so powerful. I've been using it and saying it for years, and I've seen it work in my life. So there's beyond a shadow of a doubt for me when I say that I know that this actually does transmute all those things that we want to let go of and release. And so thank you for joining today. I appreciate that. Okay. So stay right there. So now we understand how critical mass, what that means. We understand that this violet flame is transmuting at all of those four levels. Now what? And you know, what's so important to remember that as we let go, as we have that glass and we empty out that glass, we have to fill it with something, right? Or it perhaps gets filled back with the old. And so that's an important part of all of this. That's where affirmations and all those things come into play. And if you don't know about my website, affirmationsforliving.net, I would invite you to go there because I have about 13 different categories of affirmations, everything from raising your consciousness to losing weight. And so it's about, as we clear the space, as we get rid of the gunk, that we make room for the new, and then we use those affirmations to make room for the new. So definitely I would invite you to check out my website. I also, since I'm talking about it, I have a guided meditation now available. It's called Awake the Master in You, and it's embedded with 9 ancient solfeggio tones. And these tones are designed to awaken you, to balance your chakras, and to get that pineal going. And so really I would offer that it's a valuable tool. I say that meditation every day, and it's guided, so it's really easy to do, and that's why I created that. And I also launched a smartphone app, so anyone on the go and they're having trouble with their computers or what have you, and you know, and it's not convenient to be at a computer, guess what? You can now reach me on the phone and listen to the show live and participate and know exactly what's going on at any time. So that app is called Awakened That's AWAKENED, and it is a free download, and it's wonderful. I try to put things on it as often as I can, but you can connect with me through the app. You can schedule coaching. You can do all sorts of things. So it's really wonderful. So there you have it. That's the violet flame. So you understand that it is a gift from Father, Mother, God that comes in, that goes through to our heart, that then goes out and finds everything that is in opposition of it, of the perfection of God. And then it's going to turn that back into that perfection, which is absolutely a wonderful thing. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to do the invocation. So don't go anywhere. Again, the telephone number to call in is 323-203-0815.
Have you experienced loss? Are you in need of guidance or looking for direction in your life? Well, you can finally get the answers you've been looking for from a gifted psychic, Sharon Lee Bridwell. Sharon is a gifted channel and translator of the Akashic Record, as well as a intuitive and clairvoyant with over 35 years of experience. She provides detailed information, be it in love, health issues, relationships, or careers. Her gifts will give you the clarity you seek. Find her at oracleoftheage.com or dial 702-335-7489. Readings are available in person, by phone, or via Skype. Again, the website oracleoftheage.com or call 702-335-7489. Listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am back and welcome in. Again, that telephone number to call in is 323-203-0815. And so now we're going to begin this invocation. I want you to prepare a sacred space for yourself. So wherever you are, just get quiet. If you are sitting, wonderful. If you're lying down, that's fine. The energy is going to come through. And so we really want to think for a moment about what we are about to do. We're truly calling Great Spirit to come in and to release those things that no longer serve us. And you know what those things are for you. So just know that Spirit is more than willing to help you to release those things that are no longer serving your best and highest good. So sit comfortably in your chair, your arms and legs uncrossed. Make sure that your spine is as straight as possible. And if you can, rest your hands gently in your lap with your palms facing upward. Okay, so do that for a moment. Now I want you to breathe in deeply. And as you exhale, all of the tension of the day just drops away. And say to yourself that I am completely relaxed. My mind is activated and the cobwebs of confusion, doubt, and fear are swept away. I am mentally alert and vibrationally aware. I am now enveloped in a force field of invincible protection, which prevents anything that is not of the light from distracting me or interfering with this sacred moment. I feel the deep inner glow of peace and well-being. I experience the joy of expectancy and enthusiasm. I accept the divine truth that I am the open door that no one can shut from this moment forward. I participate in this visualization with the full power of my attention and my I am presence. And so let's begin. Beloved presence of God, blazing in my heart, I accept and know that you have taken command of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. My bodies are now rising in vibration as they integrate with my radiant I Am presence. My awareness is increasing, and I clearly hear the still small voice within me. I experience the exquisite vibrations of my I Am presence, and I am flooded with light. My consciousness is open and receptive to God's pure spiritual energy. My I Am presence responds to my every call for assistance. From my new level of awareness, I now know that God is in me and I am in God. I clearly remember that I am one with God. I am a being of radiant light. I am one with the energy and vibration that is the all-encompassing presence of God. I am one with the divine love that fills the universe with the glory of itself. I am one with every particle of life. I am one with the divine plan for planet Earth. I am one with the limitless flow of God's abundance. Indeed, I am that I am. A reactivation and initiation into multi-dimensional awareness is occurring within me now, and I am lifted up closer in vibration to the very heart of God. The pre-encoded memories that were imprinted deep within my cellular patterns eons ago are now activated. These patterns reveal my divine plan, my purpose, and my reason for being. I am experiencing a great soaring and awakening as I remember my divine heritage. I am now stepping through the doorway into multidimensional reality. Here, I am empowered with even more rarefied frequencies of divinity. Moment to moment, this radiant light is awakening within me previously untapped levels of wisdom and illumination. I easily grasp each divine thought and idea. And as I do, avenues of opportunity unfold before me. I feel a sense of elation as each opportunity presents itself now. I joyously seize the divine opportunities, and I feel a greater sense of self-worth and accomplishment than ever before. My life is pulsating with a sense of meaning and warmth. I am now lifted higher into the realms of perfection, and now higher, and now higher. In this realm, I easily release and let go of attachments and behavior patterns that do not support my highest good. I release all patterns that reflect a consciousness less than prosperity. I recognize that this is the moment of my new beginning, and I now have the absolute ability to create prosperity consciousness, and I do so easily and joyously. I am experiencing my true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity, and I am able to transform every aspect of my life now. Change is manifesting in my life through divine grace and love. As each aspect that needs changing surfaces before me, I easily love it free and forgive myself for perceived transgressions. I know that I am a child of God and that I deserve to be loved and forgiven. As the changes take place, I am experiencing a sense of inner calm patience, and silence. I am in the divine flow of my true God reality. I am one with the infinite intelligence that is within me, and I am always able to make correct choices. I love myself unconditionally, and I accept this merciful opportunity to change. In deep humility and gratitude, I accept this merciful opportunity. The divine power to sustain these changes is continually flowing through me. And from this moment forth, I choose to create a life of prosperity and that which supports my highest good. Once again, I am lifted higher into the realms of perfection, and now higher. I focus on the sacred essence of my holy breath. I realize that with every in-breath, I extend in consciousness through my eternal journey into infinity to the source of never-ending perfection. And with every out-breath, I magnetize the full momentum of that perfection and radiate its blessings forth to all life evolving on earth. My in-breath is the open portal to pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. And my out-breath is the source of all divine blessings for humanity and the planet. I now understand that the divine gifts being presented to humanity from the legions of light serving this sweet earth will be drawn into the world of form on this holy breath. I now consecrate and dedicate myself to be the open door for these sacred gifts of light. Father, Mother God, make me an instrument of your limitless abundance. I am the flaming hands of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. I'm going to repeat that. Father, Mother God, make me an instrument of your limitless abundance. I am the flaming hands of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. And one more time, Father, Mother God, make me an instrument of your limitless abundance. I am the flaming hands of God, now made manifest in the physical planes of earth. I am ready to transmute every electron of energy that I have ever released in any existence or dimension that is vibrating with the frequency less than God's limitless flow of abundance, prosperity, opulence, the supply of all good things, my eternal financial freedom, and all that serves for my best and highest good. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of protection and eternal peace. I am able to review my life as an objective observer. I ask my I Am presence to push to the surface of my conscious mind every experience that I have ever had, both known and unknown, that is in any way preventing me from attaining prosperity. And as these experiences begin to surface, I breathe in deeply. And on the holy breath, I pierce into the heart of the violet flame. I absorb the most powerful frequency of the violet flame that I can endure. And I breathe it in through and around all of the energy returning to me now to be loved free. The sacred violet flame instantly transmutes the negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories that are blocking my eternal financial freedom and blocking anything that I now wish to desire from my heart. Every electron of poverty or poverty consciousness, as well as every electron reflecting lack of limitation of any kind, is being transmuted back into its original perfection. My I Am Presence now expands this activity of light and reaches back through the ages of time to magnetize into the violet flame every electron of poverty consciousness, every electron of lack and limitation, every electron of doubt and fear and shame and guilt. Anything that I am wishing to transmute at this time is stamped with my individual electronic pattern. These records and memories flow effortlessly into the violet flame, and I am able to release them without pain or fear. I feel the buoyant joy of my newfound freedom as I slowly in-breathe. I continue to reach deeper into the sacred violet flame. As I slowly exhale, this unprecedented gift from God floods the physical plane of Earth with its divine essence. I can now affirm with deep feeling and true inner knowing that I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I realize that I am able to transmute through the power of the sacred gift the masked consciousness of poverty, of fear, of guilt, of lack and limitation of any kind, all records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money, of the abuse of greed, of anger, of all of those things that no longer serve us, that we are now releasing and moving into a higher light. All of those things are now transmuted. All memories flow into the violet flame. And under the direction of my I Am Presence and the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness, every electron of fear and guilt and shame and doubt and lack and limitation of any kind have been released by any part of life in any existence or dimension that are both known or unknown to me is surfacing now for transmutation by the violet flame. And so let's just take a moment to be silent and see that violet flame come in and burn all those things away that we are wanting to release. electron enters the violet flame, it is instantly transmuted. Cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into the frequencies of prosperity, of opulence, of divine will, and God's limitless abundance. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything less than prosperity. Raquel, I know you're on the phone. Would you repeat that with me? Because when two or more come together, we know it's powerful. So would you repeat that and use your energy and your love and your light to just send it out to everyone who is listening right now?
Yes.
Okay. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything less than prosperity. Indeed. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally free. And so it is. It is done. I accept through the presence of God pulsating in my heart that this sacred activity of light will be maintained, eternally self-sustained, increased with every breath I take daily and hourly, moment to moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow until all life belonging to or serving the earth at this time is wholly ascended and free. And so it is. Boy, that is such a powerful, powerful invocation. And like I said, anyone who's listening, if you don't have a copy of that, please feel free to connect with me and I will give you a copy of it. It's something that you know, you follow your heart, and whenever you want to recite it, that you can, and you can put your own words in there as I did. I know, Raquel, you're following along. You probably heard me add a couple of my own words here and there, because it's not just about poverty and poverty consciousness. It's about all those things that no longer serve us, right? All those things that we have to deal with, whether it be, you know, how do we find the right mate? How do we change anything that we're experiencing, whether we're looking for new opportunities to unfold before us or we're doubting ourselves constantly? All of those things, any of those things, we can add to this and transmute them. So it's really powerful. And again, I would invite you to say it as often as you feel moved to do so, because it's just an amazing gift that we have been given. And so, you know, I have a few minutes, and I just want to share, because we're moving into a time where it has been spoken of so much in the last year. Everyone knows that there is this shift about to take place. And so just some a few words of assurance for those who are still fear-based. Understand that there is absolutely nothing to fear. It is a loving promise that God has given us that we would be able to move from this lower level consciousness where we're always in this survival mode, and so many of us have been in this survival mode lifetime after lifetime. Well, guess what? It's been promised to us that we get to move from that. And so we get to step through that threshold and move into this amazing golden age. And, you know, guys, anyone listening, it's nothing crazy. It really is just understanding that the planets are lining up, right? The central sun and our sun, they're all lining up. So it's a galactic thing. We're moving out of the Piscean age, if you understand astrology. We're moving out of the Piscean age, which has been an iron age, a male-dominated energy. And so when you think of that masculine energy, yeah, you think of dominance, you think of war, and, you know, all those things. And we're moving into an Aquarian age, which is a feminine age. And so we're moving into the divine feminine, where it's all more about love and light and joy. And so that's something that we can all embrace, whether we believe that, you know, galactics are showing up or any of these other things that might put fear into your heart. Know that the shift that we're making is shifting into a divine feminine age of life, of love and light. And those two things, love and light plus peace, equal God. And that's the promise that we've been given, to be able to experience love and light and peace moving forward. So I invite you to pull that energy into your heart and to truly embrace it in these next few days. I know that I've been getting lots of Facebook messages, people asking me what to do, how to meditate, what should they be thinking, all of these things. And so for those who really want to participate and do something, I would offer this. Tonight, 4 minutes before midnight, start to pay attention, meditate. They say that the Akashic Record will be open 4 minutes before midnight until 4 minutes after the hour. And so if it speaks to you, do that. Sit and meditate and listen. And then tomorrow on the 21st, I would offer that you continue to listen, because we get to create the pages now of that book. You know, I'm always talking about soul contracts. Guess what? The new pages are blank, and you get to write your script of your story. And what does that look like for you? I know, Raquel, you've been creating. This has already begun for so many of us, and you've been creating that new script for yourself. And this is wonderful that you're empowered to do so. This energy coming forth will just propel you into that life that you're creating for yourself. And so for those who have not started that, I would invite you to really start to sit and write the new story of your life. And then on the 22nd, really get into the energy of your heart, because that's when that energy is full throttle and you really want to just be in your heart. Be around those that you love and enjoy, sing, dance, laugh, meditate, be in peace, be in love, be in light, because it's just an amazing, amazing opportunity that truly we have all incarnated to experience. And so I want to thank you. This has just, Raquel, do you have anything you want to add to that since you're there?
It's beautiful. And I never realized that. And so it is. That is so powerful. And so it is.
And so it is. And I want to just take this time to just thank everyone who's been listening to my show. This is just so much fun, and it's such an amazing opportunity to share this with you. And so in these last few minutes, be blessed. Create the life that you so desire, for you have within you the ability to do so. And as we move forward, it's going to be really, really good. My guests next week are all about the creation part of it, and it's just wonderful. It's about 20 different people who have come together to write a chapter in a book called The Light. And so we're going to be shedding light on you next week, and that's exciting as well. She's coming in from England, actually, to speak about this book, and so that's very exciting. Just amazing things. You know what? Remember, I always talk about how we get what we are a vibration to. And so this is your opportunity to start fresh. No matter where you are, what you've been experiencing, what things you don't like, guess what? Let it all go. Let this be the beginning of your new life. Let this be the beginning. If nothing more, if nothing monumental happens, let you get into your heart and say, you know what? I can be the change that I've been waiting for. And if that is all that comes from this, then it would have been worth it, don't you think? And so be the change that you've been waiting for. Starting now, see yourself as you wish to be. Get into your heart and create from the space of your heart. And you can't go wrong when you're in that space. I assure you, you can't go wrong. And so I want to leave you with this. Be blessed. Be safe. This has been Affirmations for Living. Raquel, I want to thank you for listening today. Take care of yourself. Take care. And I will talk to you shortly.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. And so, everyone, I want to thank you again. You know that you can follow me on Awakened, my new smart app, available on Android and iPhone. And if you want to do coaching as we move into this new shift, you know, you have lots of questions and things going on, I invite you to connect with me. And we can do coaching over the phone, through Skype. It doesn't matter, in person. I'm available to help you as we develop and raise our consciousness. Because as we raise our consciousness, we change. We are inspired. We're motivated to make the changes within ourselves. And that's the new path. Make the change within yourself. So until next time, this is Reverend Edvige, and you've been listening to Affirmations for Living. Take care. See you on the other side. Bye-bye.